here on Varsity Football Live, joined now by Steve Willett from SoundLiveSportsNetwork.com. Steve was at the Oak Harbor Juanita game tonight. First off, Steve, how's your evening going?
It's going great. I like watching offense, and I got plenty of it tonight, so I'm happy.
All right, so you like watching offense. You got plenty of it tonight. Roughly how many points are we talking? How did this one end up shaking out between Oak Harbor and Juanita?
Oh, you know, just your usual 84-point, over 1,000-yard game. But other than that,
1,000 yards.
Nothing too exciting, right? Yeah, these two teams got together, and they battled tonight. It was a lot of fun. First quarter, I guess, was a little bit on the slower side, but Juanita getting on the board first. Taven Montgomery threw a 30-yard touchdown pass to Dean Seiss. Oak Harbor responded with a touchdown of their own. Sabian Hollins Passmore had a 3-yard run. So it was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and, you know, kind of a standard game. We thought we were going to, you know, get the usual. Then things started to pick up a little bit. Salvin Ahmed caught a 67-yard screen pass to give Juanita a 14-7 lead. That was a one-play drive thanks to a big fourth-down stop against the Wildcats. The Wildcats then came down and got another 49-yard run by Passmore, his second touchdown of the game, made it 14-14. And then the final touchdown of the first half, another Salvin Ahmed touchdown. This was a 30-yard run. So we had a 21-14 Juanita lead at the end of the first half. Things picked up pretty quickly in the third quarter, though. In the first 59 seconds alone, we had two touchdowns, one from each team. Princeton Lawler, the running back for Oak Harbor, who's only a junior and who's already being recruited by the University of Washington, he had a 1-yard run 42 seconds into the half. Lo and behold, Juanita waited one play to respond. They got a 50-yard touchdown of their own by Seiss. It was his second touchdown of the game. Made it 28-21 at that point. Lawler responded 3 minutes later with another touchdown. This tied the game 28-28. Seiss, not to be outdone, got his second touchdown of the half, his third of the game. He scores to make it 35-28, and we still had 5:44 left in the third quarter.
I feel like you're describing a pinball game right now, just back and forth, back and forth.
At that point, it was. I mean, we had 9 touchdowns, and neither team scored consecutive touchdowns. It was back and forth the entire way. Then the streak got broken. Oak Harbor held one more time. They held, Juanita held Oak Harbor, took over on their own 46-yard line, and for the third time of the night, Juanita had a one-play drive. This time, Ahmed had a 54-yard run, so he scores again. This time, it was 42-28. And then Oak Harbor decided to put one more touchdown on in the third quarter with 33 seconds to go. Princeton Lawler scores his third of the third quarter. So both teams score 21 points in the third quarter, 42-35 going to the fourth. Real exciting. And then Juanita decides to cap off the night. They get one more touchdown. Ahmed with his fourth touchdown of the game with 7:14 to go. Final score, Juanita 49, Oak Harbor 35. Some of the stars of the game, though, and some of these stats are just incredible. Juanita, Salvin Ahmed, 22 carries, 242 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He also had 2 catches for 103 yards and another touchdown. So he scores 4 times, has 345 yards of total offense. Dean Seiss also finds the end zone 3 times for them. He has 88 yards of total offense, not to mention a huge fourth quarter sack on fourth down to prevent Oak Harbor from getting back into the game. And Oak Harbor, Princeton Lawler, 35 carries, 249 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the loss. Dylan Harris added 109 yards on the ground. Sabian Hollins Passmore added 113 on the ground. And like I said, both teams over 500 yards of offense. Big game tonight.
Boy, Salvin Ahmed and Princeton Lawler, two big game of our big player of the night candidates, if I've ever heard one. And this isn't the first time we've heard Ahmed's name on the show during our recruiting watch. Chris Fetter said he's the second best player in the state. You just got to witness him with your own eyes tonight, Steve. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, he was fantastic. I mean, I think he's like 6 foot, 185, only a junior. Yeah, I had never seen him play in person until tonight, and he was very impressive. I mean, great footwork, speed like you wouldn't believe. I mean, once he gets out to the corner, he was gone. I mean, he had a few plays where he just broke away and nobody was going to catch him.
So Juanita getting the victory over Oak Harbor. Oak Harbor, kind of the dark horse team from the Wesco, but falling short to Juanita tonight. So Juanita, where do you see them? I know this is kind of your first time watching them, but you can kind of compare them to some of the teams you've seen throughout the year. What do you think about this team now that they're in that final 16? What do you think their odds are moving forward?
You know, obviously you want to see a little bit more on the defensive side of things, because once you start getting into some of these top 10 teams in the state, you're going to have to hold these teams eventually. Fortunately for them, their next opponent, I believe, is Columbia River, who I just saw a few minutes ago, defeated Capital tonight. I think the final score there was 60-55. So I think we might have two teams coming up next week in the round of 16 that aren't going to play any defense. And, hey, maybe they'll need a new scoreboard with some extra digits on it. I don't know. But I don't know if Juanita is up there enough to where they can contend with the Eastside Catholics and the Bellevues. Obviously, they've already lost to Bellevue this year, and they lost fairly handily. Also lost to Mountain View, who didn't even make the playoffs. So I'm not sure how far Juanita's going to go, but certainly they're an exciting team to watch and great for these kids. And I wouldn't put it past the Rebels to get past the next round, too.
Well, instead of having a game with 80 combined points like this week, maybe next week will be 90, maybe even 100 combined points. Who knows? But for tonight, Juanita, they come away in the shootout with the victory over Oak Harbor. Great stuff, Steve. A pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Chris. You do the same.
That is Steve Willits from SoundLiveSportsNetwork.com.